bet that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking meal. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. All stand up. Rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
Dragon SpaceX, Super Hot backup sensors, repeat HUD checks.
Far above the Earth, the first civilian spacewalk happening right now. Billionaire Jared Isaacman emerging from a SpaceX capsule, followed by a SpaceX engineer. Spacewalks have only included professional astronauts before. Tropical Storm Francine coming ashore along the Louisiana coast as a Category 2 hurricane. Over 400,000 power outages. State of emergency declared in Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties because of wildfires in California. More legal trouble for Sean Diddy Combs.
In a new lawsuit, Don Richard, who is a member of the Combs-formed group Danity Kane, accuses him of terrorizing and sexually abusing her for years. Richard said Combs deprived basic needs such as adequate food and sleep, keeping some of her earnings and subjecting her to years of inhumane working conditions, which included groping, assault, and false imprisonment.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. This is ABC News. After former President Trump threatened prison sentences for people he baselessly accused of cheating in elections, Attorney General Merrick Garland is pushing back.
The nation's top law enforcer urging Justice Department employees to continue doing their jobs in a non-political way, and in remarks provided to reporters, saying that they will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is an apparatus of politics. The Attorney General also describes a dangerous and outrageous spike in threats targeting Justice Department employees under his tenure.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing has a contract proposal with a union representing tens of thousands of its mechanics, but still faces the possibility of a strike tomorrow. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, upset with the terms of the deal, have been demonstrating at Boeing factories. They vote on that contract today. And a new study says Americans used a record 100 trillion megabytes of wireless data last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Construction on new city-owned internet infrastructure in Superior has broken ground. On Friday, the Connect Superior project officially got underway near Baxter Avenue and North 16th Street. The project seeks to connect about 850 homes in the area to a new fiber network, with plans to expand to every neighborhood in the city. This portion of the project will cost about $7 million of the $40 to $60 million it will take to connect the entire city over 5 to 8 years. The funding was provided by pandemic-era relief money. The Eau Claire City Council has approved an ordinance amendment to increase the number of bike corrals in the area. Under the new ordinance, one parklet, parklet cafe, or bike corral will be allowed on each side of a city block to make parking bikes more convenient for residents. The previous ordinance did not include the bike corrals, as something businesses could apply to have installed outside their building. Officials hope the increased bike parking access will encourage more residents to ride instead of drive downtown. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Claudia M. Wagner, 92, of Phillips, passed away on Thursday, September 5th at Marshfield Medical Center. Claudia is survived by her children, Catherine Hutchison, Mary Fran Derner, by Carolyn Bonanno, by Mike Wagner, and by Ann Baxter, further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren, along with numerous nieces and nephews. Massive Christian burial to be held on Saturday, September 14th, at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. and continues until the time of the Mass. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Claudia M. Wagner, age 92, of Phillips. David F. Wagner, age 70, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 6th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. He is survived by his longtime partner, Ruth Burhans, of Park Falls, by his mother, Betty Wagner, of Park Falls, by four children, Wendy Barbo of Waupaca, by Susie Wagner of Ojibwa, by Holly Nineman of Ripon, and by Seth Wagner of Park Falls. Further survived by Ruth's children, Penny Russell of Green Bay, by Wendy Schoen of War Road, Minnesota, and by Brent Burhans of Park Falls. Survived also by 25 grandchildren, by three great-grandchildren, by his siblings, Kathy Melby, Dan Wagner, Mark Wagner, Greg Wagner, and Mary Worsing, all of Park Falls. Further survived by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, uncles, and other relatives. A memorial service will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Saturday, September 14th at 11 a.m., with Deacon Chet Ball officiating. Visitation will be held on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David F. Wagner, age 70, of Park Falls. Frances Lily Marlinga peacefully ended one journey and began another on September the 6th. She was 95 years old. Fran will be fondly remembered by her daughter, Janice Finke, and by her granddaughters, along with her great-grandchildren. There will be a funeral service at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 14th, at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, located in Phillips. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Frances Lily Marlinga. Ludwig Frank Miller II of Fredonia passed away peacefully on Monday, September 9th, at the Lawless Family Hospice in Mequon at the age of 85. Lud is survived by his four children, Mary Ellen Biebermeyer, by Tom Miller, Tim Miller, and by Anthony Miller. He is further survived by 13 grandchildren, along with numerous in-laws, nieces, nephews, and other relatives, and many friends. A massive Christian burial will be celebrated on Friday, September 13th, at the Divine Savior Parish Holy Cross Chapel, located in Belgium. A visitation will precede the Mass from 3 to 5 p.m., with Father Don Tim presiding over the Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Ludwig F. Miller, age 85. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been trying to learn quickly since being traded for this preseason.
It's been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you said, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-80s here this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
All right, 49 degrees out there. I've been saying it all morning. It feels much more friendly out there than 49, or National Weather Service is reporting 51, but we've officially seen sunrise, so we'll be on the rise, and it'll be getting up into those mid-80s, just like Sean Cable was mentioning. I'm just doing a little bit of digging here, looking through the news, and seeing this weird trend. I mean, I understand that Jordan Love has not been ruled out yet, but there's so much implication that it might be possible that he's still trying to be available this weekend. I would be absolutely blown away if that were the case. I frankly just don't expect it. I mean, how it's a grade between a grade one and two MCL sprain amongst all of the other issues that were people have been talking 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, I know Aaron heals fast, both from his collarbone years back and from this Achilles injury from last year. I know other quarterbacks tend to be ready sometimes a little before it's necessarily expected. But I mean, yeah, no way. You can't take that kind of risk. And I doubt it. I very much doubt it. That said, if you look at prediction picks across all of the talking heads, everybody thinks the Colts are going to be coming in through a pretty clear, if not easy, victory. We still have a whole defense and 10 out of 11 starters on offense who I think should be in pretty good shape and great depth where there won't be starters. So, man, this weekend's going to be interesting. The Brewers last night got absolutely decimated, let 13 runs through. That's a split on the series. That series will finish up tonight against the Giants. First pitch is going to be at 8:45 again to finish up that run of late games they've had this week. I'll be here with you today from 2 to 7 as well. Travis Creeley in the midday to stop it from being 13 hours straight of me, as will happen tomorrow as I cover Joel for the remainder of the week. He'll be back at it, ready to attack on Monday. We'll be looking at local sports. I've got some community reminders for you. like the fact that on these cooler mornings that will become really cold mornings soon, it's a good sign that Bader Sports Center is the place to be. I think between seasons is usually the place to pick up gear for either hot or cold weather. Get it in the fall, get it in the spring, because it's always going to be on sale then. But Bader's, that's the kind of the nice thing, is even regular price is an awesome deal, and there are sales tucked all over that store. Next to Pick and Save and Phillips, guns, ammunition, clothing, scent lock, Danner boots, lacrosse boots. There's still some items on sale after that huge 40% off event. It's kind of scattered throughout the store and mostly limited to in-stock inventory, but that's a lot of inventory and a lot of sale, a lot of savings. All right, we'll dive back into a little bit of country music here. I'll check in with you in about 10 minutes or so. I've got to do a little bit more digging into sports and updates and see if I can get some more local sports updates and similar things. Thanks for hanging out with 98Q Country, WCQM. I've got some John Michael Montgomery coming. It's an old favorite of mine. Sold at the Grundy County Auction here on 98Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. Twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. She's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
This thing around at the next red light, and I don't mind telling all the guys I can't meet 'em. Hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just got to see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make
you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone, and I'm gone. So long, hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night, wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. If it's 2 in the morning and you're feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing, go ahead and call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night, wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today, yeah.
Those
Haskell Flats here on 98Q Country, WCQM, bringing you country classics all day long until the Brewers game later this evening. They've split the series against the Giants now after getting absolutely blown out last night. It wasn't a shutout, but it might as well have been, giving up 13 runs. But let's see, we've got a split series. We'll see how they finish up. They're playoff bound regardless. I'm in the studio today covering for Joel today and tomorrow. Finish off the week. Joel will come back stronger, better than ever on Monday. We've got Austin here with me. How's it going, Austin?
Going pretty good. I'm mostly here.
Busy day planned today?
Not necessarily, really.
Fair enough. Hey, that's not a bad thing, but that means that you will have maybe some even more interesting news reports for us. We'll have to see.
We'll have to see what's going on. I like to check Facebook just to see what's happening in the area because there's always something happening.
Austin does everything but fly around the neighborhood collecting and presenting news for you, which comes at you 12 times per weekday.
If I could fly, I would not be a news guy, trust me.
If I could fly, I totally would. That sounds like a comic book just in real time.
Sounds like a really dull use of your powers. See, yeah, like, you can fly, but what are you? I'm a journalist.
No, using your superpowers to be just a normal guy is what makes a superhero story interesting. The alternative is that you're either using it to get rich, which boring, or you're an experiment from the government. So,
and that's a whole other topic.
There are no good choices here. I'm going with weirdly trying to be a normal guy and therefore delivering papers more efficiently than any system has ever done before.
You know what? I can actually see that. I'm beginning to like the idea more. That's just such an interesting idea. It's just, oh yeah, you have superhuman powers, but you're a dude.
The hot takes for which you turn into 98Q Country. If I were a winged individual, I would work for the USPS. That is a hot take.
and I would be their highest paid employee.
Couple local sports updates from earlier in the week. Logger Volleyball Open Conference play on Tuesday. They played Prentice. Lady Bucks played scrappy defense. Prentice went on to win in a 3-0 sweep in the varsity match. 25-23, 25-23, 25-17. Logger JV team rallied, however, to win 2-1. The varsity team will travel to an invite in Shell Lake on Saturday, and the next conference match will be Rib Lake on Tuesday. Both middle school and high school of Shawamigan are headed to Cameron today. The cross-country teams, that is. They will be dismissed a little earlier than originally planned. Where did I put that email? It's somewhere here. I think it was like 1:15 or so instead of the plan for 2:00.
Jeez, Gray, I thought you were organized.
Yeah, 1:15 dismissal from class for the cross-country students of Shawamigan so that they can get to Cameron on time. They took a closer look at the plan. So if you've had that 2:00 time burned in, don't be surprised when your teachers let you go a little bit early. Don't question it. Just sprint in the other direction.
As is
always the case when someone says you may leave class. Now, make sure you're paying good attention, getting those studies taken care of first, because at the end of the day, those extracurriculars play off the studies. You need them both together, and that is how you get the most out of either of them. We're going to keep it going with country music throughout the day today. I'll check in again with you probably in about 15 minutes or so as I scroll through my ESPN and my scary news sources to see if anything majorly important is happening or if anything majorly weird is happening. And what did I have here?
And I'm going to go ahead and just chug espresso straight from the pitcher.
That I do have a pitcher of espresso in case somebody wants a double shot in the fridge. It sounds like that may not be true after later today.
I think it's more than a double shot, but I'll take it.
Weird news out of Indiana. First responders called to a medical emergency somehow ended up dealing with a monkey. Let's see. Spencer County. Where is that? Spencer County, Indiana. They responded to a call for medical assistance, and the patient explained, rather, that their monkey had gotten out of the house and climbed up to the roof, and finally that the little primate was not able to get back down by itself. See, that's that mystical part of mental development that humans go through at 1.2, where you can climb up things, but down is just not an option. Firefighters had to work together to help the monkey down. Sheriff's deputies then held on to the little guy while the owner continued receiving medical treatment. No word on how the owner is doing, but I know that was not quite the cat in the tree they were probably expecting. Sounds like it was a little bit more agreeable than a cat would probably normally be if it kind of, you know, it would kind of cling to you like a little person would. Maybe saving a monkey is easier than saving a cat. Maybe I need to find some more important news to bring you. We'll check in again in about 15 minutes here on 98Q Country. In the meantime, I've got Jelly Roll, though regrettably, he's not okay on 98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails.
know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Thank you.
brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I really love. That I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
All my exes live in Texas, and so I will not be going there. Oh, I
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
Stop. There we go. Awesome. Sorry about that. We'll get that news re-pulled back up. Austin, no feedback from the back, please. Don't you have some kind of work to do?
Mr. Professional over here.
Mr. Professional, indeed. In the studio for Joel covering today, Greg Gunderson here, Austin in the background. And I've got District Administrator Kyle Cronin from the Shawamigan School District. How's it going today, sir?
Great.
Good morning. A beautiful morning. Did it feel like 51 degrees out there still, or was that still feeling like a lie?
No. It was probably just maybe a hint over 51.
It says 53. I don't know. I felt warm. I take the cold poorly, so I thought if I feel warm, it must be warmer than that.
I think there's some humidity going on. It got humid yesterday toward the evening, so...
We're not from the lowest elevation, but we aren't from those areas where it's so humid all the time. Maybe it's just that I'm not quite used to it. That said, the local forecast office is from Duluth, so the feels like temperatures leave a little bit to be desired sometimes. I completely understand. Yep. Well, what's going on in the Shawamigan realm?
Well, and you mentioned some sports this morning already. I heard some of that going on my drive in.
I can't help but talk about sports, I'm afraid.
We're excited to have the cross country team heading over to Cameron, as you'd mentioned before. We got football versus Prentice at home tomorrow evening. So that's going to be at 7 o'clock down at the football field. We have a JV football game coming up on Monday. We haven't had one of those in a couple of years.
Wow.
So and that's going to be at Prentice at 5 o'clock. So that's exciting. We have JV volleyball on Monday as well over at Elko. We got cross country at Stratford on Tuesday and volleyball at home versus Prentice on Tuesday next week. So quite a bit in the sports world going on, but we have some other things certainly happening in the schools. As always, I just want to remind people, when the school buses are out on the roads, please be extra cautious. Remember, when those red lights come on and the stop arm comes out, please do not pass the bus. My understanding is that's about a $400 ticket these days.
Yeah,
so.
I know they don't test everybody for that when you take your license exam, but I know they teach everybody that in the material that prepares you for that exam. So I don't. Sorry, those kids. I mean, you're in a car. You are safer. Don't go around.
Don't go around. Please do not go around. And that's when tragedy happens. Shawamigan High School, we got juniors are heading out to an education fair at Northland College on September 17th. We got picture retake across the district happening on Friday, September 20th. Also, any of our high school students interested in a letter jacket, that ordering process is going to be taking place next week on the 19th. Jostens will be around the week after on the 26th for sophomore class rings and senior graduation information already from Jostens and ordering up the cap and gowns and all that. That's hard to imagine. We just started the school year.
Well, that's what I was thinking this whole time. It feels like you're taking off at 120 miles an hour and my ears are touching at the back of my head trying to keep up with you. Just holy cow, they're going fast.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's only the 12th of September, but what was first day? Was the 3rd or the 4th?
3rd.
So, wow. Yeah, we're two weeks in already.
We are 2 weeks in.
Holy cow.
Up at our North Campus, Price County Health Department's going to be around tomorrow to offer the Tdap. That's the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis.
I think so. Yep.
vaccinations. Shawamigan Middle School girls basketball is going to be at home versus Hurley on Monday the 16th at 5 o'clock. We got a Shawamigan Middle School football game versus Gilman at 5 on Tuesday. And that is at home, a Red Cross blood drive up at the North Campus on September 18th from noon until 6 p.m. And again, that's a really important service that both our middle school and high school try to provide. Park Falls Elementary School, again, those picture retakes on the 20th, and they are once again starting their pop tab collection for the Ronald McDonald House. And that is about it. We do have some, if you're interested in any substitute positions, please see our website, csdk12.net, csdk12.net.
All right, redcrossblood.org. To sign up for those blood drives, just put in search Shawamigan, search the town. You'll find there's a couple ways you can find those blood drives. I don't have current info on what they might be giving away, but I know Red Cross has been doing giveaways.
I heard a really good one. They're playing on the movie Beetlejuice.
Okay, what do we got?
Another school district not near here, but they were giving away T-shirts that said, "People juice, people juice."
Oh, jeez. I mean, that's distinctive. I will decide how I feel about that and get back to you maybe next time I see you. That's a people juice, people juice.
That was a choice.
If you say that three times, what shows up?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to know.
You get a Red Cross staff member at your door.
you just get a blood drive pops up in your front yard.
I've also seen certainly the blood drives on Halloween that pop up, and they get some creative things going on for that. So
I've seen some Godzilla T-shirts and, like I said, Amazon gift cards. So I'm not making any promises, but take a look, redcrossblood.org. Take a look at csdk12.net for all of these updates, and we will have that Shawamigan football game on Friday, 103.1. I'm glad the coffee is good. Joel has become slowly addicted to it. Like I said, a little oversweetened on this one, but in the minute and a half that I had to make it, I'm okay with the product.
Thank you for the coffee.
Of course. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator, Shawamigan School District, here every week. Got anything else? Any other tantalizing tidbits?
We've got a student council up at the high school this year for the first time in many years. So that's reorganized and restarted. And they are handling quite a bit of the homecoming preparation. So we're really excited to see some of the positives that come out of that. So
hopefully they're doing more work than I did when I was a part of the student council. I doubt I was one of the last crew on the way out of it, but if I was involved in the reasons for there not being one, I wouldn't be surprised. I could have done more work for the homecoming crew, but I hung some gossamer. I was on a ladder for a little while. I took no naps, Austin. I resent the implication, but no, that's a lot of effort when homecoming season runs around. I love it. Even when you just see the student section cheers divvied up by their, you know, freshmen, hey, freshmen kind of cheers. Yep. It's like, holy cow, that there's a lot of identity there. So it's kind of cool that student council's back in action.
No, we're happy to have it back. And homecoming is a little bit later this year. It'll be, I think it's right around October 11th. Don't quote me on the date, but it's that, I think, weekend to October easily. So.
Okay. Do you know who's coming to town? Who's public enemy number one?
Yeah. You're going to make me pull my phone out again. I have it on there.
You'd manage not to. You'd manage not to, but I got you.
I have it on there. It is. So we're going to see South Shore.
Okay. So South Shore coming to town, hopefully leaving with their heads hung low, but with some pride in their performance. We want to win that homecoming game.
Yep.
As always.
Absolutely.
As always. Well, thank you so much, Kyle Cronin, District Administrator, Shawamigan School District. He's got good coffee in his hand, good info in his mind, and he likes to share it with us once a week, Thursday mornings here on 98Q Country. Anywhere is good there. We'll dive back into a little bit more country music after a word from our local sponsors. Let's see, what have I got here? Actually, it's that news update that I accidentally half canceled coming up next here on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. There are new life-saving emergency kits available for schools in Barron and Rusk counties. Marshfield Clinic Health System has announced the installation of 43 Nalox boxes across the region, with 32 of them located in Barron and Rusk counties. The boxes contain Narcan nasal spray, instructions on how to administer it, a CPR mask, and gloves. The kits were installed in schools across the area, like Rice Lake, Cameron, and more. When a box is opened, it will also trigger an alarm in the schools to alert staff to the situation. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been trying to learn quickly since being traded for this preseason.
It's been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you said, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost six of its past nine games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
My brother-in-law died suddenly. And now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield and some big, big news going on at Wheelway. Pete, I'm just going to let you fill us in, okay? What do you got going on here?
Huge fall savings going on. We're having our last final year-end sale. You're not going to want to miss it. We got some great deals. Every car is marked thousands of dollars off. Payments as low as $199 per month right now. Sale starts September 17th and ends at 5 o'clock on September 23rd, Monday.
Plus, you got a chance for them to win something else too, right?
Oh, guaranteed winner, $20,000. We want to pay it out. Somebody's going to have in their mailbox a $20,000 guaranteed check, plus many other prizes, as well as many, many discounts off service.
There's one sitting there in somebody's box, Pete. It's guaranteed. It's there, right?
It's guarantee. Can you imagine? It's in their mailbox, on the kitchen table, in their car. $20,000 guaranteed winner.
They can always call down to Wheelway.
Absolutely. Give us a call. 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Candock, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Warm up this fall with amazing specials at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesday, prime rib sandwiches on Thursday, and a delicious fish fry featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder on Friday. Saturdays feature prime rib and lobster. Don't miss their authentic German buffet coming up October 5th. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Book your holiday gatherings now. Just look for the big deer.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works in your snapback. Whoa, oh, 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 o
to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you and your snapback. She said your favorite rock band, checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans, breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it. But it won't get to me, 'cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel, flying away. And the sun across a pretty knee.